compete in the AFC North, you have to be willing to bloody your nose a little bit. This team is going to be built on toughness.
We're going to go out and get better every day.
The Mike Pettine Coaches Show, presented by Liberty Ford, begins now.
Good evening, Dog Pound, and welcome into the Mike Pettine Studios for the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, along with the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. Coach, last week, overtime for the second straight week. This time you guys come out on the wrong side of it. Have you ever been in a situation where you've had three straight games come down to a field goal to end them?
I just remember the beginning of last year. I think our first couple games came right down to the final play. Sure. But it's frustrating to have three in a row and end up on the wrong end of two of them, because it's when games are that close and they come down to one play, you can always then go back and point to a dozen plays that if any one of them had gone the other direction, that you would have gotten a different result. So it's frustrating.
What was the biggest takeaway for you from this Denver game?
Was pleased with how we bounced back defensively. We got some takeaways. I thought we did a good job of affecting Peyton. He's never a guy to take a lot of sacks. He gets the ball out, but got a few knockdowns, and I think we forced some errant throws. That was encouraging. That we for stretches of that game played very well defensively. And then offensively, it was just the inconsistency that we, again, we did some good things, but when you play a team like that, an undefeated team, a team with that type of defense, Hall of Fame quarterback, your margin for error shrinks dramatically. Unfortunately, we just didn't make enough plays at the end to win it.
Talked about the defense. Held Peyton Manning to 4 of 18 on third downs. They did not convert once in the red zone in terms of scoring a touchdown. Three takeaways, as you talked about. That's the good news. Bad news, still the run defense. What did you see on the tape in that game against Denver?
Some more of the same. I mean, he did a good job of putting them in some runs when we lightened the box up to defend the pass, that we had the mentality in certain situations that we were going to be more pass conscious first and defend the run. And he did a good job of identifying when we did lighten the box and got him into some runs that gained some yards. But still, we made some progress in that area. But still certainly need to play much better, especially this week.
I was going to say, if there was ever a week to kind of turn it on, it will be this one, going against Todd Gurley, averaging over 150 yards himself the last two games. What have you seen from him as you break down this Rams rushing attack?
What we saw when we evaluated him for the draft. I mean, this is a guy that is, you know, NFL skill set for sure, you know, has a great running back mentality. It's almost old school that he – you know, he has the ability to punish guys, run them over, and he has the ability to make guys miss. So it's a huge challenge for us. They're certainly going to look at it as their strength against our weakness. I'll be shocked if they don't come out and they're playing is to run it, you know, 30, 35 times.
Is this the most important game of the season so far in terms of stopping the run and making that exaggerated commitment, if it even needs to be?
Yeah, I don't think we need to put any more emphasis on it, but that's true. I mean, this is I think they lead the league in rushing yards per game, and we know that we've struggled with it, and it's a huge challenge, and it's going to be a challenge for the guys on the back end that they're going to have to be able to hold up in coverage, especially the corners, and might not get some of the help that maybe they're used to.
Unfortunately, they haven't been a great passing offense. Nick Foles, just 16 completions a game, lowest in the NFL. But you talk about the line of scrimmage against the run from a defensive standpoint. The line of scrimmage is going to be critically important as well for the offense going against a very good defensive front.
Yeah, Aaron Donald is might be the best interior defensive lineman we'll go against this year. I mean, he's special. He's got a great get off, very explosive. Just hard to maintain a block on him. He's very slippery. He does an outstanding job with his hands getting off of blocks. He does a good job with the count, which makes it even. Makes it even more difficult that we're going to probably have to be on the silent count a decent amount because of being on the road and in a dome. And then you add to that a Robert Quinn on the outside, another elite pass rusher kind of in the neighborhood of a Von Miller that we just went against.
Sure.
Now, the good news from that is I thought we did an outstanding job against Miller. I think he ended up with an attack, one tackle or an assist. I thought our plan for him was good. I thought Mitchell Schwartz had him for the most part, did a nice job. But it's a little bit different. We're on turf. We're you know, in a dome. It'll be difficult to communicate and the snap count and all that stuff. So that I think Quinn presents, you know, just as big, if not bigger, a challenge for our guys up front.
I've seen in St. Louis the greatest show on turf there a while ago, and the Browns are going to bring it out there with Travis Benjamin, Taylor Gabriel, Andrew Hawkins, hoping to recreate some of that magic. From a defensive standpoint, we talked about them up front. How are they on the back end in your assessment of them pregame?
No, it's a challenge. I mean, I think the scheme is a big part of it. I think Greg Williams does a nice job. His roots go back to Buddy Ryan. I mean, he's very aggressive. They're going to get into some 46 defense. They're going to get exotic with their pressures, exotic with their coverages. They do a really good job of disguising what they're doing. They can kind of bait you into some throws. And I think identification and communication are priorities for us. This week offensively, we're going to have to make sure that we're all on point. They're going to force you to make some changes late based on how they move their guys around. But they do a good job on the back end executing it. You know, I think Jenkins and Johnson are two solid corners, and our guys on the outside will have their hands full.
In terms of the running game for us, talked about their running game last week. 11 carries for Crow, 9 for Duke, 10 for Robert Turbin. Pretty much an even split among the three guys. Turbin's had experience with St. Louis, playing with Seattle for so many years. Is that something that you expect to continue, kind of that three-headed monster?
I think it'll be more as just kind of how it plays out as it goes on. You never hear Flip kind of, you know, wanting to know, hey, listen, who has what touches? I think it's more of a flow thing, and then wherever the numbers kind of end up at the end, I mean, he just wants to maximize our productivity. So, and sometimes it's a function of we might have a guy hit a run and he needs to come out and we need to put somebody else in. So it's a nice luxury to have three guys that can execute three different skill sets, with Turbin being at the extreme end of being a downhill, primarily a one-cut guy. Crow kind of in the middle, and then Duke at the other end of being that that change-up back that you can run him in between the tackles on early downs, or you could split him out and create a mismatch.
All right, Coach, we'll continue to get into this Rams game, and when we come back, it'll be time for the PNC Bank film breakdown. Matt Wilhelm joined by Carlos Dansby breaking down his two-interception performance. It'll also be time for a little hashtag Ask Pet when we return here on the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford.
The Mike Pettine Interview, brought to you by Elk & Elk.